Moncrief on News Talk.
Emily in Paris might be regarded as garbage by a lot of people, but somehow it keeps making headlines. The latest being that the French presidential Mrs. Brigitte Macron is to perform a cameo on the show. The TV celeb cameo has a well-worn method of attracting attention. Serena Bellissimo is here to run through some of the most notable ones. Afternoon, Serena.
How are you?
I suppose there's been certain TV shows that have always traded in this kind of thing. Friends did it like to death almost.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when you think best celebrity cameos, Friends is the one that jumps to mind. And I don't know, do you have a favourite from Friends?
No. In fact, I would argue that the Friends ones don't count because they're not celebrity cameos. They just got big names to play individual roles in it. That's not the same if you get Michelle Obama or, you know, Brigitte Macron to appear, because they're not actors.
Okay, I'll give you that because yes, for the most part, actually, I can't think of one on Friends actually where they were playing themselves, because you're right, the one that always comes to my mind, and I think it's because famously they were married at the time, was Brad Pitt, where he was there, and I thought it was clever the way Friends would do it, right? So they had Brad Pitt in playing, instead of playing someone that Rachel was really interested in, Brad Pitt's character was the leader of the I Hate Rachel Green fan club with Ross.
Yeah.
So I thought it was cleverly done, but you're right, it was always like A-listers. And look, the reason why these cameos always work when they're not playing themselves is because you have to remember as well, in the 90s, it wasn't very common to see massive movie stars on TV.
No.
So a cameo is always about, wow, you're almost jarred going, they don't belong there. Like, we're used to seeing them on stage or on the big screen. And that's why Friends was so good, because, I mean, they got Bruce Willis, Sean Penn, Danny DeVito, Rachel's sisters were played by Reese Witherspoon and Christina Applegate. So they had the A-listers of the A-listers. But someone who did what you're saying and a show who was really good at doing it was Will and Grace. Were you a fan of Will and Grace?
Yeah. Will and Grace is great. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, did you have a favourite cameo from Will and Grace?
Oh, no, I wouldn't have known it in that much detail. Well, it was just a kind of a pleasant blur in the background rather than, you know, I was taking notes or anything.
Well, I was. I was the one taking notes, so I could talk to you about it today. And look, sometimes they did have big stars playing characters, and I think my favourite one of that was when Matt Damon played a straight guy who wanted to be part of the gay men's choir so he could travel the world for free, and he played Jack's nemesis, and it was brilliant. I think one of my favourite. But they were really good at getting the A-listers of all A-listers onto their show. They had Cher. They had J-Lo, Janet Jackson, Madonna, Britney. Like, can you get bigger stars?
And especially then, and I suppose people also forget how big Janet Jackson was back then. She was enormous.
She was huge. And she did what you said. She was playing herself. And it was really funny as well, because they'd always play a heightened version of themselves, and it would always work when they'd make fun of themselves. Like J-Lo was really good at going in and, you know, playing up the diva. With Janet Jackson, it was hilarious. It was always Jack, actually, that got the laughs. And it was Jack who was training to auditioning to be Janet Jackson's backup dancer. Then with J-Lo, he was basically stalking her. Britney played a character, as did Madonna. But I think Will and Grace, I think ultimately they were the best in the 90s of getting stars on their show.
Well, arguably apart from The Simpsons, which just pretty much had everybody on it.
Oh, yeah. Like, if we could have done a segment, we could probably do a weekly segment for the next 2 or 3 months on cameos on The Simpsons. But I think the biggest one, whether you've seen The Simpsons or not, was Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
That was a huge get. And I still don't know to this day whether or not, you know, Happy Birthday, Lisa is a massive song that came out of The Simpsons that, you know, at the time they were saying Michael didn't sing it. They got a sound-alike to sing it because of his recording contract. He was only contractually able to speak, not sing. But then I've gone down a rabbit hole on the internet going, did he sing, did he not? 50% are saying he sang, 50% are saying he didn't sing. I'm going to say he sang because that's what I want
to
believe.
That's so weird. They wouldn't let him sing.
Yeah, yeah, because contractually he wasn't able to. So at the time, there was a pseudonym that I think the name that was credited as singing was John J. Smith.
Yeah.
But then people said it was Jackson, then someone else said it wasn't. So who knows, Sean?
Yeah, who knows? Now, and I genuinely didn't, I didn't realise New Girl got so many big names. Prince.
Well, I thought it was just Prince, right? Because this for me was the biggest standout. And look, some of the times the reason why this happens is because the person themselves is a fan of the show.
Mm.
And like for years the producers were trying to get him on the show. And then finally he went, yeah, I'm coming on because I am a fan. And again, he played himself. Cece and Jess were invited to a party at Prince's house. He was there. He gave Jess, you know, advice with her love life. And he even, like, this is huge. He debuted a new track during the end of the episode. Like, that's massive.
Yeah. Though he wasn't acting like Prince. If Prince, well, he's dead now, but if a Prince invited you to his house, probably wouldn't be wearing any trousers to start off with, and it might chase you around the sitting room for a while rather than give you fatherly advice on your love life. I'm just guessing. I don't know if that's true. Never met the guy. Taylor Swift was also on it. Of course, now a well-known Democrat, Taylor Swift.
Yes, the cat lady, cat lady to Taylor Swift. Yep, she was on this. I have to admit, I didn't know that she was on it. It popped up in my research today, and she had a great, she was in the finale, the last 30 seconds of, I think it was season two, and she played an objectioner at a wedding. So Shippy was getting married. She stands up. She objects. I'm not going to spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen it, but she was really good in this as well. So there you go, Taylor Swift. I mean, now she wasn't as massive as she is today. So would, if New Girl was going now, would she be doing a cameo? Not sure. But who knows? If she's a massive star, a fan, she may.
Who knows? Yeah. And Michelle Obama has basically been hawking herself around in any old sitcom that'll take her. Or is that unkind? Well,
A little bit unkind. She was, now look, she hasn't done anything lately, but she, when they were at the White House, she appeared on three sitcoms. One was Blackish, which was massive. So I think this was on the ABC, one of my favourite shows, starring Tracee Ellis Ross. And she appeared at a fundraising event, and then she went back to their house and had dinner with the family. This one was a surprise. I remember watching it with my kid maybe 4 or 5 years ago going, that can't be Michelle Obama on iCarly. Like, what is Michelle Obama doing on iCarly? But anytime she turns up, it's for a reason. So on this one, the storyline was about military families because Carly's dad is in the military. So she turned up on that one. But I think my favorite one was, and this was of no significance except that she was being herself and it was all about Leslie Knope. I'm talking about Parks and Rec. And it's when she bumps into Amy Poehler's character, Leslie Knope, while Leslie is at the White House. And she's playing it all cool, but of course Leslie Knope isn't. But that wasn't my favourite cameo in Parks and Rec. You've seen this one, haven't you?
No, I actually haven't. And I find it hard to imagine what it might be like.
This is really, really good and not awkward at all. This is when Leslie Knope has a massive crush on Joe Biden and she finally gets to meet him. And he's just being all, while she's freaking out, he's being cool, calm and collective. And it's not, again, I don't think it's cringe. I think it's one of my favourite cameos ever. If you haven't seen the cameo, watch it on YouTube. But actually, if you haven't seen Parks and Rec, do yourselves a favour, check it out because it is one of the best sitcoms out there. Just get through the first two seasons.
Yeah.
And after that, it's worth sticking through.
Indeed. But you have omitted, though, I would say, in all fairness, the king of celebrity cameos, Donald Trump. He's bought his way onto so many films and movies.
Yeah, and a lot of them are trying to erase that. So, so maybe that's why. I mean, his most famous one, Sean, has to be Home Alone.
Yeah.
A Lost in New York. And yeah. I think it was last year or a couple of years ago they were talking about how do we get rid of that cameo. So not everyone's pleased with the celebrity cameos when they look back.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens at the end of the year. Serena Bellissimo is entertainment and culture journalist. Serena, thanks a million.
Thanks, Sean.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.